Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away.
That's Tom Petty bringing us back. Heartbreakers on the backside there. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dan Rome is our guest, our good friend, great Brain Trust member, a visual thinking expert, president of Digital Rome, Inc., author of the best-selling book, The Back of the Napkin, but is brand new and is called Draw to Win, a crash course on how to lead, sell, and innovate with your visual mind. Dan, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on another great effort with your new book. We were talking in the previous segment about, you were helping us understand about why it's important to get these images out of our mind, or when we start talking about things, maybe just give license to your hand to draw it. You know, maybe, could we do that, Dan? Say, you know, you start, maybe you're going to write it down, and maybe if you're stuck, you know, put a marker in your hand and go to a board and see what comes out. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And Jim, when we were talking earlier, you mentioned that sometimes people might be a little bit self-conscious about the
drawing.
Yeah,
what about that?
I would say that you're right. In fact, I work in a business setting, and I would say that probably 70% of everybody that I ever work with says, "You want me to do what? You want me to draw? I haven't drawn since I was in kindergarten." And I say, "Exactly." And because it was probably beaten out of you at that age. And it's unfortunate because all of us, Jim, I can't even emphasize it enough, are incredible visual thinkers. Probably it's estimated close to half of all the neurons in our brain that are helping us think at any time are focused on processing vision.
Well, and that's primordial. Yeah. That's primordial, isn't it? I mean, this is the thing we have to remember. You know, we're basically the same DNA as the cave folks, you know, 15,000 years ago. And they were drawing.
They were drawing 32,000 years ago. People were going into those caves that are now, you know, in South Central France, and they've discovered some new caves that are even older in Indonesia. And the drawings all are very hauntingly familiar. You know, these drawings of bulls and of tigers and of elk and of deer, and they're gorgeous. And you're exactly right. Those predate written language didn't start till 5,000 years ago. You do the math. Help me do the math. There's about a 28,000-year delta right there.
Mm-hmm.
But for the time that people were trying to communicate, lacked verbal written language, so drew pictures. And I'm not saying all we need to be cave people again, but I'm saying I think the same thing you are, which is if we can channel this is something that's been in us since the beginning of time. Drawing is not hard, and I emphasize this one more time. Drawing is not an artistic process. It's a thinking process.
Well,
if you can think clearly, do it.
Let's throw something else out there. You know, I like to talk about, when I talk about trust, I point out that trust is not just the right thing to do, it's the best practice. Getting images on paper is not just getting it out for your benefit, it's the best practice because when you put something on a board that's a visual advantage for you, you're sharing it with others. They're visual people. They're seeing things that could lead them to the next solution, the next conclusion that could create the next big innovation.
Well, that's exactly the idea. When you and I are just talking, and it depends on how effective we are at talking, it's very likely that there could be a lot of misinformation, things I'd love to share with you that you're not hearing. It's very possible, even on the radio. But imagine what happens is if we had a piece of paper between us, and as we were talking, we were drawing it out. And simple things, circles, sticks, arrows, stick figures, a box over here, an arrow connecting this. And I'd say, Jim, I'm over here, and you're over here, and what we want to do is try to connect, but there's this mountain in the way. So I have this idea, how about I go around the mountain this way, and you come around it this way, and we'll meet over here by the lake. And if you can see it, an amazing thing happens. You suddenly say, okay, yeah, I know how to get to that lake. Now let's stop talking about mountains and lakes and start talking about things like, what does our business want to do? What would I like out of this meeting? What do I want to do with you as we're working together? What might I want to try to sell you? What kind of thing would I like to innovate? All of this, draw it out really simply and let the ideas start to flow.
Well, absolutely. And one thing for sure, if you're in a leadership position, and this is why, folks, I encourage you to find Dan's books. if you're in a leadership position and you're not comfortable or for whatever reason, you're not using images to get your message across, This is why Dan does what he does. You find one of these books, you'll be inspired. You'll learn techniques too, right, Dan? Not just the why, but the how.
Oh well, in fact, the why takes about 2 chapters. The how takes 8. I really want people. The why is easy. The why says that half of our brain is visual. It would be silly when we're communicating with someone not to use it. And the fact is, whether you like it or not, the world is becoming much more visual these days. If you think about what you can do on your mobile phone now between Snapchat and Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all of the news that's coming through to us, 90% of that is visual now. The conversation today is visual. Yep. If you want to be in the conversation, you've got to be visual too. And then the remaining 8 chapters are, okay, so how would you do that? Well, pick up a pen, draw a circle, give it a name, and let's move ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan, 30 seconds, last thoughts.
Oh, yeah, well, if anybody who's on the radio wants to find a way to have great influence over other people in order to try to get them to listen to your idea, try your innovation, buy your product, let you take the lead for a little bit, nothing is going to be more powerful than if you compose your idea well with words, and then as you're sharing those words, you draw a simple picture to amplify and complement those words. People will see it and they will believe in you. You talked about trust. The fastest way to trust is to draw out your idea, because when you're drawing it, you almost can't lie.
Dan Rome, ladies and gentlemen, danrome.com. The book is called Draw to Win. Hey, Dan, good job. Come back soon.
Will do, Jim. Thank you.
See you next time. Good job. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.